Right, now it's that thing we promised to come back to, and that's all about the science of boomerangs. It's time for this week's Question of the Week with Diana O'Carroll.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week I have a problem that I just can't seem to throw away.
Hello, this is Anand. I'm calling from Colchester, and this is my question. I want to know how the boomerang works and what's the principle behind that.
So, if a boomerang doesn't come back, it's a stick, right? Here's Hugh Hunt from the Department of Engineering at Cambridge to explain why it's not just any stick.
Oh, Diana, that's a really good question. Well, look, a boomerang goes around on more or less a circular path. And the motion is really just fantastic. It's a combination of various physical principles. For example, aerodynamic lift and circular motion. You've got to get these physical principles just right when you throw the boomerang, which explains why actually boomerangs are a bit tricky to throw. Well, now think of the two arms of a boomerang as being just like the wings of an airplane. The faster they move through the air, the more lift they generate. But unlike an airplane, a boomerang spins as it moves through the air. And the combination of spin and forward speed means that some parts of the boomerang are moving faster than others. This means that the aerodynamic lift is not uniform over all parts of the boomerang. Now, the wings of an airplane are horizontal, so the lift is upwards. But the wings of a boomerang are sideways, so the net lift is towards the centre of the circle that you see the boomerang move on. But look, there's one more important physical principle. The non-uniform lift generates a torque, or a moment, a twisting force, whatever you like to call it. And this causes the gyroscopic effect to come into play. Now, a spinning boomerang is really no different to a spinning gyroscope. And the gyroscopic effect makes a boomerang turn around nicely at just the right rate. It really is magical. And the best bit of all this is that the entire explanation rests on Newton's laws of motion. Now, there's one more little catch, and that's to do with gravity. You need a bit of lift force directed upwards. Otherwise, the boomerang will just drop down to the ground in no time. And this explains why you need to throw a boomerang with a little bit of a tilt. And it also explains why a good boomerang will increase its tilt angle as it slows down. This is called laying over. And a boomerang that is slowed down and laid over is really easy to catch.
We had another expert write in, Paul Sprague from Madison in the US. He actually makes them for regional tournaments. His top tips are A, to steer clear of trees, B, to get the appropriate left or right-handed model, and C, make sure there's a breeze coming from the left if you're right-handed or vice versa. An ideal solution for playing fetch with cats, perhaps. Why not complete our outdoor activities with a question on cycling?
My name's Jennifer, and I'm from Chicago. My bicycling club has been having a debate. All other things being equal, who goes downhill faster, a fat bicyclist or a skinny bicyclist?
Then there's another question on lift and aerofoils to solve.
Hi, my name's Kian from Sydney, Australia. And the situation I've got is there's a plane that's standing on a runway that can move kind of like a really large treadmill. The plane moves in one direction while the treadmill moves in the opposite direction. The treadmill has some sort of control system that tracks the plane speed and tunes the speed of the treadmill to be exactly the same, but in the opposite direction. So the question is, can the plane take off?
So, if you know who you'd back in a sloping cycling race, or if it would be wise to minimise Heathrow Terminal 5 with the installation of a treadmill, then send your thoughts to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or pop into our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. So the physics behind the flight of a boomerang is actually pretty simple, even if you don't manage to throw it quite as well as the guys down under. Now, who would go faster in a bicycle race downhill, a fat person or a thin one? If you want to do the experiment yourself, then do let us know. We'd love to know the answer. And would a plane take off if it was on the aeronautical equivalent of a massive treadmill? If you've got any thoughts on that, then drop us a line. Question of the week at thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.
It is the Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave. If you have any thoughts, comments or questions, then you can get in touch with us. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Now,